So, hello and welcome to the dark. This is Scott Swenson, and I am so excited because I'm finally able to do another show from a trade show. That's right, I am coming to you from the Transworld Show, or Transworld Shows, in St. Louis. And the reason I say shows is because there are three co-located shows, the Halloween show, the Christmas show, and the Escape Room show. And I am, normally I do these, you know, I start recording at the beginning of the day. In this particular case, I'm starting to record at the end of my first day, mainly because it has been such a busy show already, but mainly because it's so good to see all of these people that I've seen in sort of a digital patchwork on Zoom for the last year and a half. And it's really exciting to see real people in a real situation. For those of you who are concerned about health issues, I want to say right up front that Transworld and the City of St. Louis have done an incredible job at maintaining masks, maintaining distance. They've just done a great job. So it's been very positive. I arrived earlier today. This is my first day, the end of my first day at the show. I arrived about 11 hours ago, and the plane landed. I got checked in to my Airbnb and went to the trade show floor, checked in there, and have seen virtually none of it because my whole focus of this particular trip is touching base with friends. I didn't necessarily set out to make new contacts or meet new potential clients, although that has happened already, which is great. But my target was, I figured, you know, I haven't seen these people in a very, very, very long time. So I wanted to explore the opportunities of reconnecting with friends. With that as my goal, I've spent so much time standing in the middle of the trade show floor talking to a bunch of different people, both people that I've known for many, many years, as well as people that I have known peripherally and now get to meet in person for the first time. And so it has been a great day. And lots and lots of everything from elbow bumps to hugs. And for those of you who know me personally, you know that I'm all about the hug. So it's a big hug. And then right now I am actually walking back to my apartment after the Epic Entertainment mixer for Transworld. And it's been a great party, a great event. I get to see my friends from California. And so basically I can say that the show has already started to be what I thought it was going to be, or what I am hoping that I can make it. And that is a reconnection with the wonderful people who are in this industry and can share cool stuff. I would love very much to say that I've seen all these great new products on the trade show floor, but I haven't seen much of the trade show floor yet. Tomorrow I am slated to teach a class on Christmas, and then I'm going to head out to the show floor with some of my existing clients, and so hopefully I can get more detail about the show then, but I just wanted to record kind of the beginning of everything for the show, and so let's see what tomorrow holds. Okay, so here it is, day two of the Transworld show. I am walking through the Halloween side, and I'm finally getting a chance to actually explore the haunt trade show floor a little bit more, because I finished my seminar this morning and it went really, really well. You know, I'm always concerned about seminars, especially when I'm doing Christmas, because I never know whether anybody's going to show up. But I had over 40 people, and I was very happy about that. Everybody was physically distanced, so it worked out really, really well. And I talked to a couple people afterwards who seemed pleased and took my information and are going to reach out and contact me later. So who knows? That may actually compensate me for being here. So that'll be awesome. So thrilled about that. Very relieved that that went well. And now I'm focusing on all things creepy and Halloween. It's interesting because at this trade show, they ask that you not take photos or videos. And I think it's mainly because they don't want people to steal ideas or anything like that. But so far, all the vendors have been very kind when I ask, can I take a photo for, you know, I have a client that might be interested in this. Can I take a photo and show it to them? And so, again, really cool people. Once again, they're haunters. You know, haunters are always cool. But the trade show is set up a little bit different this year. The aisles are wider, so we can physically distance a bit more. It is significantly more spread out because they've taken the whole Christmas side and moved that over into the actual stadium, which is right next to the convention center. And it's just so exciting to see real people and real fog and hear, you know, real music and real real animations and see costumes in 3D versus just 2D. So it's pretty neat. I've run into a bunch of friends, a bunch of people that I've either worked with before or have just known through the years. And, you know, like I said, that was kind of my main target this year was to reconnect with people that I haven't seen. So we'll see where we go from here. But right now, as you can hear behind me, the show floor is hopping and really, really busy. So let's see if I can find some new cool stuff. So like I said, this show was all about checking in with old friends and making new ones. And so I was looking through one of the booths here on the show floor, as I am wont to do. You know, that's kind of why I'm here.
Yep.
And I walked by Von Grimm Productions, some really cool masks. And Matt, who's working at the booth, turned to me and said, yeah, I know you. I've listened to your podcast. So I was like, see, here's a friend that I didn't know I had.
Exactly.
Which is even cooler. So is this, how many years has Von Grimm been here at the show? Do you know how many years is
this? This is my second year at the show. I've been coming to Trans World since 2014, but this is my second year of bending. We started in 2019. We're planning to be here in 2020, but you know, the world shut down. So we decided to, you know, just pull our resources and come back stronger as in 2021.
Cool. So what is it about, because I'm looking around at the product and of course listeners can't see it. So what is it about the Von Grimm product that differentiates it from some of the other, you know, you guys were telling me a little bit about how it's based with the actor in mind. You know, can you talk a little bit about that so that people who are not familiar with you can go, oh, that sounds interesting, let me look it up?
Yeah, absolutely. We design with both the haunt actor and the haunt owner in mind, because we design the masks for comfort for the actor and durability for the haunt owner, so that you're not having to replace the masks year after year if they get damaged. We do masks that are designed for longevity of wear, longevity of life of the mask. So they're tools for your show. They're not meant to be replaced every year. They're latex-infused burlap, so they keep the look and the shape of the burlap, and I can do creative designs that way without having to worry about it collapsing later. But we also line them with cotton. We reinforce all the normal weak points so that the masks are durable and comfortable and easy to use. But we also back that with a lifetime warranty. So,
whoa, wait a minute. Lifetime warranty for a haunt product? That doesn't exist.
It does at Von Grimm Productions. If something happens, if a weak point is found or something like that, and it's repairable, ship it to us. We'll repair it for free and ship it back to you.
Wow. Okay, so those of us who have been in the industry for a while know that standing behind your product like that is not something that every single vendor that you're going to see at this show or any other show does. So that's great. So is there, what's new this year? What's hot this year from your standpoint? Now, again, we had that sort of hiccup year, so we don't, I guess I'm asking, what was hot last year that we didn't get to use, and now we get to see this year for the first time?
Right. Well, we've, you know, in addition to our burlaps, we've also got several half masks that I've sculpted recently. several Christmas themed designs. I've got some evil elves, some undead frozen Santas. I've got some new burlap designs with that integrate some latex masks into the burlap as well, so you kind of get a little hybrid of a burlap and latex mask. And we're constantly coming up with new stuff. We do some stuff that's kind of like fan tribute stuff, certain characters you'll recognize from films and pop culture, but then we also have a wide line of very original specific designs, and we do custom work. So if there's a character you want designed for your show, we can absolutely do that. I love working with shows and doing custom work, because when you get two creative minds together, you're kind of unstoppable.
Yeah, it's two creative, 1 + 1 = 3 usually, so that's pretty cool. It's so funny that you mentioned the characters you might recognize from, as I look around, I'm like, it's sort of like the most demonic fans decide they're going to replicate some of the faces that you might recognize, which is super cool. I like that. I like that a lot. So if people want to know more and see kind of what your product looks like, how is the best way for our listeners to find Von Grimm Productions?
VonGrimmProductions.com, Facebook and Instagram at Von Grimm Productions. Look us up. I'm also on Facebook as Matt Scott if you want to find me directly. So just look us up on there. We're always posting new stuff. We love doing interactions. We do live videos as best we can when we're not building for Trans World.
Time. Which is the majority of the time.
Right. But we're usually doing videos of us building for Trans World. We love to interact and answer questions and just get to know everybody. So just look us up online.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for talking to me. Great product here. And thanks for listening to the show. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So in the realm of friendship, I am now sitting very comfortably. And thank you, by the way, for letting me sit down. That's really nice. I'm sitting with a friend of mine for many, many years. And notice I didn't say an old friend.
I am old, but that's...
No, you're not. Not, no. All things are relative, my friend, you know. Yeah, but a friend I've known for a while.
Yes.
Back from our theme park days.
Correct.
Same company, different park.
Yes, yes.
So it's fair to say that. I'm here with Phil Rayburn and with Rayburn Creative. And so, Phil, first I'm going to sing his praises and then we'll talk to him. You will probably, if you're a regular listener, you probably will remember that Phil and his lovely wife were on for, was it the...
New Orleans,
the HauntCon show.
Yep.
Yes. Well, you know, like I said, it's all about reconnecting with friends. And the weird thing is, Phil and I kind of do the same stuff. He's got a much broader spectrum of what he and his wife can offer. But we do very similar things. So people would think that we would be at each other's throats and arm wrestling all the time. Truth of the matter is we keep trying to find ways that we can work together just because we enjoy each other. Well, I enjoy his company. I'm not going to speak for him. I enjoy his company, and I think that working together would make us both better. I think it would be really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the interesting thing about the whole thing. But finding the project, it's like our Finding Nemo, right? It's like finding the project. What will it be? And one of these days we're going to find it, you know,
And it's going to be brilliant.
It'll be brilliant. But thanks for taking the time to sit down. It's fantastic.
So first of all, I love your booth. I love the fact that it's set up this way. It's very similar to something I did a couple years ago. Not saying you copied, but I'm just glad that we're both on the same page.
Well, yes, you are Scott in the dark, so it was completely dark. As you can see, we're a little brighter here. But yeah,
he's got better graphics than I do. He's got better graphics than I've ever had. But basically, you've set it up like a talk show.
Yeah, you know, we wanted to have it to be kind of, this is kind of what we do, give a little flavor of some of the concepts and ideas that we did, but basically give kind of an environment where people can come in and sit down and talk. You know, whether it's about, you know, what we can do for you or just, you know, things, issues that you're having in the industry right now that we can just talk about and figure out. You know, we've been offering 20-minute consultations for free for people to come by and just... What's your issue? And, you know, maybe I have a solution, or maybe I don't, or I can point you in the right direction, somebody that can. So it's really about giving back trying to pay it forward a little bit. And then, you know, like I said, hopefully some new clients will come out of this and we'll meet some new people and reconnect with old friends. And that's kind of what it is.
Yeah, it's so funny because for us, this show is not about, are we going to sell 15 or 20 widgets off of our display? It's about, are we going to develop and create those relationships that eventually turn into, to be honest, profit for us? Because, you know, we don't deal in hard goods nearly as much as we deal in ideas. And I know that, you know, when I've done the booth here, or when I've talked to other people like us, that's really hard to communicate, like, what you do. This is your first, this is your first time exhibiting at the show, right?
Yes, first time exhibiting. I've been to the show multiple times, even way back when it was in Chicago, Las Vegas, all those things. So I've been here multiple times. But first time as a company exhibiting, you know.
And so what's your, because this is day two, what's your impression? How is it? I'm not going to say, how's it going and have you made lots of money? And I'm not going to go there. But what is your impression? What do you think, how do you think people are responding to what you do and, you know, and your booth and your setup and how well of a fit is it for Rayburn Creative to be here?
I think the ones that are responding are the ones that I want to respond. So if that makes sense, I think there are some general inquisitive people out there that are like, well, what do you do? And then, okay, well, maybe I could use that. So we've had a number of those. And then there's those that, you know, don't understand it, completely don't get it. I don't know why do I need a story? So, and we can do a whole other podcast on that.
We could do a whole series on that.
A series of podcasts of why you do need one. You know, I think the ones that are receptive and open to kind of explain it a little bit, they are the ones that are going, okay, cool, we'll come back. And it's been a broad range. I mean, I've had everything from logo development to some animation stuff that I'm talking with people about, all the way to haunts and creating experiences with escape rooms and all sorts of stuff. So, you know, we're also doing some Christmas aspects as well. I'm not quite kind of over there, but we have had some people come by as well. So it's been a great show. I think it's very receptive. I mean, it's you know, people are here and they're looking, they're hungry for stuff. So I think some of them, you know, obviously it's May, it's a little late. But I'm surprised at the amount of people that are still trying to get stuff done right now. So that's good for us.
It's very good for us. And actually, it's interesting that you say that because I've had several folks talk about, several folks who are attending the show talk about the fact that they are still trying to get stuff together because the bean counters, the people who sign the checks, haven't actually approved budgets yet in some areas. So, you know, everybody's kind of rushing at the last minute, which I think is going to benefit people like us a great deal.
I think so. And that's the hope, you know. So I think we're actually expecting that. So we're kind of pre-planning on that respect. You know, so what if somebody calls up and says, hey, I need a haunt idea and I need it, you know, priced out and we've got 2 days and then we want to go to bid and we've got to go to the buy and blah, 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 blah. So we've kind of got some stuff in our pockets concept-wise that we could turn around and say, okay, you want, you know, this package, and then go from there.
See, you're so much smarter than I am. You are so much, that's brilliant when it comes to business.
I've got a little more time right now than you do, Scott. Let's be honest.
Well, yeah, but that's not going to last long. Yeah. That's not going to last long. Yeah. So have you, since you've been an attendee for many, many years, now that, you know, the aisles are wider and things are a bit more spread out, do you notice a difference in the vibe? Is it calmer? Is it more, or is there no difference at all?
I think there's a slight difference. I will say that I've seen more things go off the shelf in these first 2 days than I've ever seen at an event before. So people are buying, which is really great if you're trying to sell product. I think the wider aisles are allowing, actually, I think it gives a more calm vibe. It's not as, you know, shoulder to shoulder, like, you know, with the noises and everything that we normally see, which I think works to the advantage of the vendors because people are able to see, right? So when the aisles were crowded and we couldn't see anything and your people running up and down, it was kind of like, who's got the spectacle to draw my eye? Because a lot of stuff you would miss. I think now if you walk up and down the aisles, you're going to catch most stuff. And that benefits the vendors that are here. So I think as far as the spread out, you know, with it's huge. For those of you that aren't here, I mean, we are large. So the Halloween is taking up the whole side. Then we've got escape room. Then all the way over in the dome, we've got Christmas. That is really, really allowed everybody to kind of branch out. I think it works.
I agree 100%. And so I'm so glad that you said people can see what's happening, because that's the thing I've noticed. You know, with every booth where you are actually selling hard goods, the goal is, let's put as much stuff in that 10 by 10 space as we possibly can. And so it goes high and it's all packed in. But if you're too close, you don't get an overall view of what it looks like. and you have to get a little distance before you can see that. And I think the wider aisles are actually helping. And I'm glad to hear you say that you're seeing more people, you know, buy stuff and take it off the shelf to take it home, because I've noticed it too, but I didn't know whether that was just...
I mean, yesterday was nuts. I mean, it was just like, and the amount of stuff is like sold out. And I mean, so it's a good driver. I don't know if it will continue year over year, but people are desperate to buy stuff and get their haunts rolling. So I, you know, these first 2 days have been really, really interesting. So it'll be interesting to see how Saturday and Sunday go.
That's very cool. Well, before I go, I have to do the same thing that I do with all of my guests, and that is, if they want to know more about you, if they want to find out more about Rayburn Creative, and they don't want to use me, just saying. No, I'm kidding. If they want to learn more about Rayburn Creative, which is a much more multifaceted company than what I offer, which is, I'm again, full disclosure, what's the best way for them to find you? What website, social media, whatever?
Right. We are at rayburncreative.com. That's RAYBOURN creative.com. And you can email us from there as well. Now, again, we're a generalized creation site, so you don't go looking for all of the Halloween stuff on there as far as pages. That's things that I will send you off of that. So, you know, in first glance, you're going to go, he's not really Halloween. It's because we do other things as well. So, but that's the easiest way to reach us, you know, and give us a call if you have anything interesting.
Awesome. Well, to recommend my competition, he comes with my highest recommendation. And having worked with him back in the Busch Gardens days, I know what he is capable of doing. I know how his mind works, and it's
scary.
Brilliant. It's amazing. So anyway, Phil, again, thanks. It's great to catch up with you as always.
Hey,
and thanks for taking time to be on the show.
Yep. And next time I'll bring the wife and we'll have the wine too. So it'll be a...
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go. Last time, I believe we had some absinthe, as I recall.
We had a lot of wine.
I had absinthe, I think. I think I had absinthe.
What else we had, but we had a lot of, yeah, so that's why.
And we were sitting in a vampire bar, as I recall.
It was a little loose, yeah. It was a speakeasy. It was really cool.
Yeah, we were speaking easy, let me tell you.
Yes, we were.
All right, Phil Rayburn with Rayburn Creative. So here we are at the end of day two at Transworld, and I am walking back to my wonderful little Airbnb apartment, which is about 5 blocks from the convention center. I've discovered that I think I'm getting too old for the crazy parties, although I do stop through, you know, walk through and say hi, and I don't want to be antisocial because, again, haunters are people that I love, so it's good to see y'all. But instead, tonight I actually spent the time in the mode of friendship. I spent the time with my former cohorts with Busch Gardens and SeaWorld. We all went out and had a phenomenal dinner and talked about old times and shared new times. And it was, you know, as was the plan with this particular show, it was the time to catch up with friends. So it was great. And, it was really good to catch up with those old friends. So that's where we stand now. And I'm going to sign off because, as you can probably hear in my voice, I have been talking nonstop, which I'm sure those of you who know me know that that is not a surprise. But at a trade show, it is very, very different than in a recording studio because you're yelling over pneumatic sounds and you're breathing in fog fluid. And I feel like I've actually done a haunt, but I've just been talking about them. So I'm going to sign off for tonight. But we'll see what happens tomorrow as we continue our saga of a Scott in the Dark at Transworld. All right, so now it's time to check in with a friend that you'll recognize his voice. He's more used to doing these to doing podcasts and appearing on pretty much everything than I am. I'm here with Brian Foreman, and you are here this time representing something that I know is very near and dear to your heart because you've been doing it for years, and that's Scarrett Badges. And so you've got your booth set up. Now, this is your first time at having a booth at a Transworld show, is that right?
Yes. I've always been, I'm also with Haunt Topic Radio, so I've always been floating the floor, taking in, you know, I've been here, this is my 11th Transworld, but I've never been on the vendor side. So Scare Badges is my new baby, you know, me and Daryl Plunkey, this is our thing. We're doing it for pretty much merit badges for haunters. Think Boy Scouts, a little bit of military thrown in there. So there, it's a reward system for your staff and your employees.
Now, you guys who've been listening, you know that I've mentioned Scarab badges before and how much I think they are super cool. And it sounds like, so I've been trying to get this interview, we're in the last day now, I've been trying to get this interview since Thursday, and every time I walk by your booth, you've been writing up a sale. This seems like this is really popular. What do you suppose has, why is it so attractive? Is it because it's something new? Is it because of retention is so important? What do you think?
I think a little combination of everything. You know, last year was kind of hard on everybody. You got people second questioning whether they even want to work in a haunted attraction anymore. So that the market's tight. We've been using these on our actors for the last 3 years. And our actors really dig them. I mean, they're like, we have a kind of unique skill badges for different things like Monster Mouth, crowd favorite, scariest character, creepiest character. We have things for like Haunt Widow and Haunt Couple badges. A lot of these things are coming into buttons too, you know, just little wearable buttons are like a buck a piece. Our badges are like $5. We're having package deals at the Haunt. But I think the reason people are really starting to get into this is because, well, you know, we're in our infancy still. It's our third year, fourth year. You know, just being there. Since this is our first Transworld show, we're getting a lot of these major buyers that have 300, you know, 400 different staff. I mean, that's their crew. So it's like when they come over and their actor manager has to walk their owner over here to say, hey, this is what we need. We need to retain our people. We need them coming back year to year. So this kind of gives a little, kind of a fun way to incorporate into your haunt, a little friendly competition, you know, and our actors are loving them, so.
Well, you know, you guys who are listening, you've heard me talk about the importance of staffing and how important it is to maintain and recruit a good staff and get them to return year after year after year. We've also talked about it this year specifically on Green Tag Theme Park and 30 as well. So for a relatively low investment, you've got an incentive program that is specifically targeted to haunters, that is specifically targeted to, I mean, since as a haunter yourself, you know what people like to be rewarded for. So you've heard me, again, listeners, you've heard me sing the praises of Scarab badges for as long as they've been around. So if people are not at the show and they want to find out more about Scarab badges, what is the best way for them to find out what the product line is and how can they order them for their haunts?
Scarab badges, you can find us at scarabbadges.com. Of course, I don't know if this is going live or not. We're at booth 1032. If you hear it, we're going to be here till Sunday. Right now, we have show specials. And if you guys hear this on this podcast, we will honor that show special for 30 days. So just go to our website. We have package deals. The more you order, the cheaper they get. So, and I'm Brian Foreman everywhere. Look me up on Facebook. Go to our Facebook page.
Well, my guess is everybody who's listening already knows you or knows you personally.
I've been around a while. You've been around, like you have.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we're the old guys of this place. We've been around for a while. Yeah. But, well, congratulations on what looks like a really successful show and continued success with Scarab badges. Guys, if you're listening, the investment of, you know, $5 a person basically would be the max. Yeah. The max. That's worth the retention price right there.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we have packages small and big, you know, and we want to keep things affordable for small haunts and big haunts as well. So,
scarabbadges.com, check them out, get your order in now.
So, as usual, I'm going to do my last, my sort of wrap up for any travel show that I do on A Scott in the Dark here at the airport. And you can hear the airport recordings in the background, but I'm getting ready to head back to Tampa. It has been a great show, and I've been able to accomplish exactly what I set out to do, and that was to, you know, see what the new products were, but more importantly, to connect with some folks that I haven't seen in a while, to reconnect with friends that I've worked with before, and to hopefully make new friends with people that I can work with in the future. And I did exactly that. It was great. Last night I had the opportunity to host the Oscar Awards, which is the Haunted Attraction Association Awards. And so thank you to all the team at the Haunted Attraction Association for letting me do that. It was great fun and well attended. The show floor In general, this year, although more spread out, seemed just as active, and every vendor I talked to said people were buying like crazy, which is great. So it means that people are eager. It kind of suggests exactly what we've been saying on not only this show, but also on Green Tag Theme Park in 30, my other podcast with Philip Hernandez, and that is that people are ready and eager to get back to a world where we can do haunted attractions, where we can do seasonal events, where we can do theme parks and cool stuff, where we actually see people in person and not just little squares on a screen. So I think that's great news. And speaking of remaining distanced, I would be completely remiss if I did not thank Jen Braverman and the entire Trans World team for working so hard to make such an incredible event. Everybody, you know, we all knew that there were going to be some challenges this year, and the way the entire situation was laid out was stellar. It was, you know, one-way traffic throughout. There was opportunity for social distancing. All the aisles were actually wider. Everything was more spread out, more open, and although it decreased the intensity of the show and the energy of the show, I do actually think that helped contribute to the sales that went on there, mainly because people could see what was in trade show booths. So it was a great show, and kudos, because I know that they've been working since last year when they had to cancel. I know they have been working diligently to try to make everything smooth and safe and comfortable for all of the attendees, and I think they succeeded. They exceeded my expectations, let's put it that way. So once again, thanks Jen Braverman and all the folks at the Trans World team for working so incredibly hard and making this event run so smoothly. Right now I am, as you've heard, in the airport. I'm at the St. Louis airport, and it is packed. So as a side note, for those of you who think that people aren't traveling and aren't getting out and about, they are, and they're very, very eager to get out and get away, I think. So be prepared. One other observation that I think is interesting is there was a lot of discussion during the show about getting people staffed for haunted attractions. With this enthusiasm to return, I hope that we are all able to keep our attractions, whether they are just Halloween or seasonal, I'm hoping that we can keep them fully staffed. If you are a haunt actor and you do not have a gig for this fall, I'm going to tell you right now, it's your fault, because the haunts are looking for people, and they're looking for good quality people, and it's getting harder and harder to find them because we've all gotten used to over the last year not working. So I think that was an interesting sort of discussion from the show. Another thing that we talked about a lot was how quickly can we get back to normal? And the challenge with that, the biggest issue with that was not necessarily do we need to rush this, but when can we start spending money? You know, we're already halfway to Halloween. And there's a lot of clients, a lot of haunts that are being tentative about holding their money back. And so I'm hoping that they recognize you have to start investing now. You can't just keep waiting and start spending your money in August or September. You know, I always say that if you're not fully planned from a creative standpoint by the end of July, you're running behind. So it's May now, and people are still sort of holding off, should I, shouldn't I? But I'm hoping that the trend of the the buyers at the show mean that that's shifting. So that would be really cool. Anyway, that's the stories. I'm glad that we got to talk to some of my friends. I'm glad that I got to share with you a little bit of the trade show floor and to share with you my experience at the Trans World Halloween, Christmas, and Room Escape Conference here in St. Louis, Missouri. Until next time, this is Scott Swenson from A Scott in the Dark saying, rest in peace.